Alyssa Milano reveals she had two abortions in 1993. By Ben Q on August 20, 2019. Actress and left-wing activist Alyssa Milano revealed she had two abortions in 1 year in 1993, arguing that it was absolutely the right choice for her at the time. In the latest episode of her podcast Sorry Not Sorry, the 46-year-old admitted that she had two abortions after getting pregnant while taking birth control pills. In 1993, I had two abortions, Milano revealed. I was in love for the first time in the breathless way you can only be in love when you are young. It was huge, overwhelming even. It filled every part of living. It was a joyful and exciting and powerful time in my life. Although she said it was not an easy choice, the insatiable star argued she was not equipped to be a mother and so I chose to have an abortion. It was absolutely the right choice for me, she explained, adding that it was something that I needed, like most healthcare is. A few months later I found out I was pregnant again, she said. And, once again I made the right decision to end the pregnancy. The actress went on to claim that without access to abortion services she would not have her two well-adjusted children today with her second husband David Bugliari. I would not have my children, my beautiful, perfect, loving, kind and inquisitive children, who have a mother who is so very, very ready for them, she said. 15 years after that first love had fizzled, my life would be completely lacking all its great joys, she said. I would never have been free to be myself, and that's what this fight is all about, freedom. Milano is one of Hollywood's most vocal abortion advocates and has recently been involved in promoting boycotts in Georgia and Alabama. Both states have passed more restrictive abortion laws. In May, the actress activist was one of a handful of leftist protesters pledging to go on a sex strike to preserve abortion rights until they get bodily autonomy back. However, she has also identified herself as pro-life, but that in some circumstances abortions are unavoidable. I don't think there's a human on the planet that's not pro-life. Nobody wants to get an abortion. Nobody, she said in an interview with CNN's Chris Cuomo. We are all pro-life, but there are circumstances that we cannot avoid. There's a mother's health. There's just not being ready and what that means financially and for someone's destiny. This is an economic issue. Just because there's women that don't believe in abortion, don't take away someone else's right. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.